Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So how are we doing? Chicago trip? Hung out this weekend a little bit. How was the trip? Big promo? Big promo show.
Went great. It went so great, we had to stop promoting it because we had so many signups. Like, I think they thought we were going to have five, because to drive to Aurora, you know, it is a big deal in the laws of Illinois. So we came up with that 1985 promo, which Westy did, but we killed it. We stopped promoting it almost like a couple hours into it because we had so many signups. Great crowd. Sometimes I worry how Penn will execute, like at the casino level, but they nailed it. The TVs were great. Perfect day. I thought it went really well.
Yeah, it was good. But do we have, are you allowed to say how many people bet it?
I don't know. Yeah. I know the answer, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Okay, that's fair then.
So I won't say it.
College football show too. Big crowd.
Huge crowd. College football show brings in huge numbers. So I keep hearing there's a video floating around of like a drone shot of us versus ESPN. I haven't seen it, but I heard we were like dwarfing ESPN game day.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people
and
are
obviously
saying.
It helps. We've done two shows, Michigan, my home school. But I honestly don't think it matters. And then Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Dan's a Wisconsin guy. We had lots of people. I just think, you know, we can go anywhere and bring a big crowd.
Yeah, and, you know, those are two good stooly territories that we've done
100%.
So far.
We're so huge in the Midwest.
Yeah, big time. So, it was nuts. There were so many people, and it was a good time. How was obviously, a lot of people were interested in my showdown with, I guess you could say, with Silvana.
Yeah, and it was a showdown. It was awkward at first.
I don't really think so, but I don't know.
It was awkward till I called attention to it being awkward, and then it became less awkward.
Yeah.
It's like, is this awkward? And you guys, but then it became not awkward.
What was her takeaway after the weekend? Did you talk about it or no?
No, she didn't say too much. No. I think, you know, she's being a good trooper because she's not a football fan at all. And she is having, like, football shoved down her throat 24/7. And she just wants to party all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, can I drink? Is it time to drink? It's like, well, we got the show, this. So she's just like, I think, thinks everything we're going is just a straight, like, tailgate and get, like, fucked up. And I'm working most of the time watching football. So she's been a good trooper with it.
Yeah, she's trying to learn, though. She's like, why are people cheering when there's a tackle? I'm like, well, it's the yellow line.
Her all-time statement, she's asked a couple times, I don't understand why they run knowing eventually somebody's going to tackle them, which is kind of true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what I said. I was like, well, if it's past the yellow line, then people cheer.
Yeah, she's learning. Yeah. But, I mean, not a football fan at all. She thought we were going to a Patriots game on Sunday. She thought Saturday, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, we're going to a Patriots game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so wow. She's not the biggest football fan, but starting to learn.
There you go. Yeah, I thought we had some good conversations, though. I don't know. It is what it is. She had brought some points to me that I didn't really consider, and she made a good point. So, yeah.
I don't even understand what this means.
What happened? You seem like
you
got
the weirdest text from. This just makes no sense.
Bad text.
It's almost like Liz just sent something to the wrong person.
Kind of like Andrew Manley did.
Yeah, but topically, I don't know if I can even. We may have to cut this. I'll ask her if we can, like, put it in after. But Liz just texted me. Not sure if you're interested, but the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame wants to induct you into their class this year. A 2021 class that consists of A.J. Pierzynski, Curtis Grandison, Charles Woodson, Patrick Sharp, Candace Parker, 2021 men's NCAA basketball champion coach Scott Drew, Pat Hughes, the voice of the Cubs, retired GM of the L.A. Dodgers, Ned Colletti, and more.
You think she's talking to some cat in Chicago?
What the hell would I have to do with the Chicago? That has to be a mistake.
Just say I'm in.
This has to be a mistake.
picture you next to AJ Pierzynski, it would be something.
Well, why would I ever? I don't play sport.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with really Chicago.
Would you accept, though?
Of course. Although, like, I did turn down Fox, like, Nation wanted to make me, like, the human of the year, something like that. It's like the big event. It's like in Florida at the Hard Rock. And I turned that down.
Why did you turn it down?
I don't know. First of all, at the time, I was mad at Charles Payne, that guy who called me a racist. But like,
yeah.
So I'm like, when they asked me, it's like, if this guy issues a formal apology on the air, I'll accept the Human of the Year award. And then it just kind of dragged on. It was a lot of travel and things like that. And then I'm like, I asked Erica, I was like, do you think I should go do this? She's like, they'll get more from you than you from them. So I was like, all right, it's not worth it. Future Dave will not be happy that he has to travel to do it.
That's a good way to look at it. What was have you cleared the air with him or no?
Charles Payne?
Yeah.
No, he's trash.
No, still.
He's trash.
The White Sox Dave situation was very funny.
Well, first of all, Big Cat said he was late because White Sox Dave made him go to breakfast. Like, he was ready to leave, and he's like, no, I'm next door. Come sit down for breakfast, and they're just late. And then White Sox Dave, at the end of it, he's like, came up after I've taken quite a few pictures, and he's like, I need a picture. Can you come out? Like, my high school baseball coach wants a picture. Very on brand for him.
Yeah.
The baseball coach, super nice guy. Like, I apologize in advance for everything you have to deal with White Sox Dave.
Did you see the beer gun video?
No.
You didn't see that? Oh, my God. Do you have that, Kareem?
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, it's very funny. It's very funny. I don't know if you could find it, pull it up, but if not, it's fine. How were the upfronts last week?
Good. I mean, that's always sort of a surreal event for me because there's so much time and effort, and Deirdre does a great job with it. I mean, it's very professional, great turnout. So I think they went well, but I guess sales will know better than we will on how much business they close.
So it's just,
don't know. The upfronts are just basically, here's what we have planned kind of the next year. Introduce some of the personalities. A schmooze fest, not my favorite thing of all time, but it's part of the business.
Performance by OAR or Mark
Ribeiro. Performance by OAR, who I love.
Oh, nice. And that's what it is. Not everyone buys ads and shit. So you made a speech, right? Or no? You presented?
Yeah, a lot of people did. Like, I spoke, Big Cat.
Wallow
was unbelievable. Wallow was off the rails. Crazy Dave. Brianna, Chicks in the Office, Casey, PMT. A bunch of people spoke.
How much do you think about what you're going to say before you go up there? Because your first line when you got up there was very funny.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said the first line.
What was it?
Like, I let it sling a little too loosely. I don't think anything about what I'm going to say. Just go up and do it. And I have no idea how the thing is going to go. So before I came up, they showed a video, and I didn't remember filming it. They must have been feeding me lines. I know they were feeding me lines. Like, one line, then, hey, say this line next, then this line next. It was not one of my off-the-cuff things, which is what I do. I don't like reading. It was a teleprompter. But it was talking about how great I was and we were for like 5 minutes. And then I come up, and I said something to the effect, something like, I didn't realize I was going to be sucking my own dick there for like 5 minutes. Something like that, I said. Like, I didn't know that I was going to play. It's like, geez, I really built myself up. I'm not a build-up guy. I don't know. I was caught off guard. That's how I was coming into it. It was just like, it was very serious. It wasn't like tongue-in-cheek or, you know, deprecating. It was very, like, serious sales, business, we're awesome. And I just saw, it was, wow, I'm really sucking my own dick.
I built this for 20 years out of my basement, by brick, and then you get up there and like, I was just sucking my own dick.
Yeah, it's like, what do I say now after just sucking my own cock for fucking 20 minutes? I shouldn't have said that.
Did anybody walk out?
In hindsight, I thought about it. It's like a sales event. Like, oh, man, is that how you're going to lead it up? It just walks. It's like, man, I really sucked my own dick right there. People did laugh, but it's like everybody at our company has different personas that if you're set, like mine is, I'm crazy and nuts, so you don't want to play into that necessarily in front of sales guys. Walk right up, be like, oh, I suck my own dick there. But I was caught off. That was a long, busy day too.
Yeah. And I think the big takeaway, or like the big thing that came out of that, people talked about the hockey cup.
I was saying I have the Chief video. I thought we're moving on.
The White Sox Day video? Yeah.
Right, that Chief posted.
You want to see it?
Sure. Oh, yeah, I saw this. I did see this. He waved it off. Yeah. He definitely probably puked after. I saw this. He waved it off. I did see it. It was funny. I mean, I like White Sox Dave. He makes me laugh. But don't be late to this promo because you got to eat breakfast. I mean, I ripped you a new asshole, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. You got mad at me. What was that, Thursday?
Yep. I mean, that's the first time I've really given you a tongue lashing. I did my I hung up on you.
Yeah, you did. And you called me I got an employee who no longer works here anymore.
What?
You said, wake the fuck up, YP. Which
I did?
Yeah, that's what you texted me.
No, dude.
Yeah, you did.
No, Eddie, it was a spelling error.
I mean, you were in one that day. You were, like, trying to kill everybody. I remember after you got off the phone with Eddie, you were like, I just had to yell at Eddie. That's how mad I am.
Eddie, it was wake the fuck up. It spell checked. It wasn't YP. It was supposed to be wake the fuck up, not wake the fuck YP. It was wake the fuck up.
Oh, I thought, I was like, oh, what is YP?
No. It was supposed to say wake the fuck up. Eddie, we had this huge 1985 promo, and they're doing that Bears Super Bowl Shuffle video. I saw it the night before. I'm waiting to see when it would be posted. I wake up in it didn't go at night. And then I wake up in the morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Eastern. It's still not there. So I'm like, Eddie, when are you posting this? And your answer, like, set me off. You're like, I don't know, like, when our social guy gets to it. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And that set me off. Well, that was a terrible answer.
Yeah, but my point was I was going to talk to him. I don't know. It doesn't matter now. And get it on a burner, and because, you know, you get the point, but whatever.
Yeah.
No, what the fuck, Eddie, man? How you drop the ball like that?
I mean, it was like a lack of urgency that I had an issue with.
Yeah.
Like, people have to, and obviously the promo killed, but at that point we don't know. And it's like people need to be able to get to Aurora, and some people may have been only able to go that day. It was a shocking lack of initiative.
Yeah, you're one of our biggest Chicago guys. You can't let that happen.
Yeah, I mean, I put it up right after. I didn't fight back, really. I was like, okay, if you want it up, you want it up. It is what it is.
I tongue-lashed him. I tongue-lashed somebody right before that on the street. Somebody beeped at me, an old man. I got in his face. I'm like, what are you fucking beeping at? There's a bunch of stuff going on that day that I forget. Everybody. I was mad at everybody.
Yeah, I think that's the first time you really yelled at me. So I was something. But I think the big takeaway from that was the Barstool Hockey Cup, something like that. There's an all-female.
Yeah, so
cup.
Erica, very – and that's how you know Erica is, like, perfect for this company. So she had that whole do-to-do with, like, the women's hockey. And I think she asked me, she's like, would you support me at that point if we try to do our own, like, women's hockey thing? I'm like, abso-fucking-lutely. 99% of the shit that has been built in this company is out of spite. So, like, yeah, if you don't want us, we'll just do it better than you. So we are doing a women's hockey cup, which I think will be huge. So I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Keep your eye out for that. Dave, how you doing on that bag of pistachios? What?
I have the upfront.
Your
video.
Drop-ins, right? I have been. You're like off
I know,
today, Kareem.
The read is bad. I have the upfront video. I've been waiting to slip it in. I don't know if Eddie wants to see it.
Sure.
Sure, yeah. Play it.
I forgot I made that, like, pep tape, basically sucking my own dick there, but whatever. Thank you guys all for coming. And
that looked like a you at that board table looked like you're the Rappaport. What's it called? Deposition.
yeah. Well, I totally forgot I did that, to be honest. Like, yeah. And that's the first time. Clearly, I wouldn't have been wearing that shirt if I knew I was doing that, giving a speech like that. But yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, chicken heads? We're going to take a quick break now for a message from one of our partners.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch, when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's going to be great.
All right, back to the episode.
Like as soon as we signed off last week, there was that DraftKings deal for $20 billion.
The rumors of it.
Rumors of it, yes, with Entain.
Yeah.
Thoughts. What's your take of the situation?
So Entain is basically owns half of MGM Online. What do they? Why do I bet MGM? So DraftKings is trying to buy them. The rumor is for $20 billion, excuse me. Whether that would be allowed because of like monopoly, who knows? But I think it's great. Like that, and people look at everything different. To me, that's very good news for Barstool. Because we're probably similar right now, I guess, MGM Online. I would say just the Barstool Sportsbook, the online. So if they're getting bought for $20 billion, we're not trading at $20 billion right now. So when I say $20 billion, what is the term? Market cap.
Okay.
Market cap. So to me, that we should instantly be trading above $20 billion market cap because that's the going rate. That's why I bought the score way back when I had nothing to do with it. I knew the market, this guy's getting that or that company's getting that. It's like the score is fucking going to be worth a ton. That's how I feel about us now. It's like you're saying MGM, bet MGM, just the online portion is $20 billion. We make money, never mind just Barstool Sportsbook, but the Penn part of the casinos, all cash cows. So great news for me. And to be honest, DraftKings needs a way to show that they're actually like making money because they're not. So I think, you know, it would make them very formidable. They're already formidable, and I own DraftKings stock, and they're basically using their equity to make this purchase to help them. They got to figure out what they're doing down the road. But to me, if you're saying MGM Online, bet MGM, I don't know why I would call it online, bet MGM is worth $20 billion, I love that for our stock. I fucking love it. Then we should be trading at least $20 billion market cap.
So they would just roll into
that?
Does
that make sense? Did that make any sense what I just said to you? Or you just have that glassy, you know, let me just watch the Bears.
No. Does that mean they'd roll into that so BetMGM would cease to exist?
I don't know what they do.
Or they would just operate. So I get what you're saying. So that would be another product then for DraftKings. And then, I don't know, they're just kind of racing against FanDuel at this point, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything that I've been saying. Like, there's so much pressure to get new customers and things like that and keep the volume up and show growth. But it's so expensive. And DraftKings, with a lot of people to stock, you keep buying with the hope you're one of the last man standing and eventually you can turn. The DraftKings stock has not reacted favorably to this news. I think it's been down almost every single day since this rumor. And we've actually been up because I think people start looking. It's like, man, the only way they can continue to justify anything is to spend. When do they start making money? I think. I could be wrong about that. Yeah. And again, I own DraftKings stock. So, but that is a question I think people have to start looking. It's like, is that DraftKings saying we need them now to make money? You know, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. So you view it as like it's going to hurt them in the race rather than help them.
No, I don't necessarily. I view it as this. Once you put the valuation on a company and you're saying bet MGM's $20 billion, that is great for us. One of the things that has...
It's the inverse of what just happened.
With us. We and a couple people have mentioned... I get this all the time. Like how bad... Like you want to kill yourself because you sold for $450 million where you'd be billions?
Yeah.
We were the first ones to go. We set the market, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to see this would reset the market to me.
Okay.
And then we benefit from that. Everybody benefited after us. We've made a lot of people rich by how well we did at our price point. It's like a Major League Baseball pitcher who sets the market or quarterback. You know, Brady was not the highest paid guy for a long time. It's who's ever next and resets the market. So to me, Penn stock, if that deal happened, it resets the market. And if you're looking at it and saying, wait a minute, BetMGM is worth $20 billion by itself. That's just the online.
Mm-hmm.
What's Penn worth with Barstool Sports, the online, for lack of a better word, the sports book? And they have all these casinos that are making money.
Yeah.
So to me, it resets the market, and we should fly. I could be wrong, but that's how I look at it.
Now, would Penn ever have the option to just sell the Barstool portion of one of these places or no?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want, I think. I that's never like been discussed. But, yeah, you could spin it out, I'm sure.
Gotcha. No, I hear you.
And so then the other news, which I don't know that you're going to ask me about, but we'll see. Do you have any other business news you're going to ask me about?
Well, I have that. There was a DraftKings email to one of our bettors. I mean, I know he's a big stoolie, and like, I know you were like, wow, they're taking people from our leaderboards.
Yeah, and to be honest, I would probably do the same. But I just, you know, that was like, I see you, DraftKings, I see you. But we put a leaderboard for our overs contest, and it's a huge event at the end of the year. Top 100 people get into a $1.5 million overs contest at the end of the year. And they were emailing the people on the list. Listen, that's good business by them. So mm-hmm. I still said something about it because I want to alert, but smart, good business. That's what salespeople do.
Yeah. What was your business thing you were referring to right there?
We tried to buy the Cosmo. We lost. We found that out. MGM got it.
Damn.
I thought if you asked me at one point, were we going to have the Cosmo, I would have been like 80% yes. Every sign was saying we were going to get it.
That hurts.
Yep. I think there's maybe some shady shit behind the scenes why we didn't get it, possibly. But, yeah, it would have been great.
Vegas now. No shady shit going on out there. Yeah.
We've talked about that before.
I think it was $1.75 billion, something like that.
For the Cosmo?
Yeah, that's what it was sold to MGM for.
They were asking
it makes sense for MGM. They have the two properties on the left and right of it. So are they going to let us come in here and have the, like, we would have been the place to go? So I get it, but I don't know that it was a fair process. Who knows?
Well, Caesars and MGM
I wasn't that close to it, but who knows?
Yeah, they both dominate the strip. I mean, there's not much else besides those two companies. So
I will say, I was kind of used by a guy, which I guess I'm not in these meetings. This isn't what Dave Portnoy does. But there was a guy who was involved in the sale of the hotel who gave me a ride home from like the East Hampton airport to my house in Montauk. Was acting like he was my best friend, taking pictures with me, like kids, like we want you to get it, like if you need any info. Went dark, hasn't even told me. This guy, probably going to be awkward if I ever see him again. Luckily, I'm not sure I'd recognize him, but he'll probably hear this clip. I wouldn't come up and introduce yourself and say hello to me. I just wouldn't.
Wait, so who he was with MGM?
No, he's with the group that was selling the hotel.
Oh.
Damn. And I'm trying to get better not throwing stones, but like I didn't proactively reach out to you, and I wasn't like, let me know if I can help, and I wasn't like, we want you to get it, and I wasn't like, I'll keep you in the loop.
You can't handle two-faced things like that.
No, I did not like that. I don't like that. Just like, he seemed like a legitimate fan. He invited like me on his boat. It's like, I don't like that. Don't Shady. Like it at all. I'm trying to be better at like really putting balls of champagne, but like I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I know they were asking for like $4 billion like originally, so I don't know what it went for.
Is that what? I had no idea on that.
Yeah. No, it was they were asking for four
and they took 1.7. That doesn't seem like Eddie facts.
I'm telling you, there was that early. You even talked about this with you. We talked before about this.
I definitely never talked about them wanting $4 billion. I have no fucking clue how much a hotel costs.
We've definitely talked about it, but regardless. After you talked about the Google thing, you were on page 6 about gorging on caviar.
I did not gorge it. Fake news. I didn't eat any of the caviar, let alone gorge on it. But it felt like a big old, my dick got a little bit hard, not going to lie, being mentioned amongst that company. That was crazy company to be mentioned amongst.
They changed.
I didn't
the
see
quote.
Any of the other people there except Sir. Can Serge like reach out to me or something, Bryn? I know I met him.
They changed the quote. FYI,
They did?
Yeah.
When I said, what'd they say?
No, it says guests including Elon Musk, Sean Mendes, Jared Leto, and even Barstool Sports boss Dave Portnoy dined at a caviar oyster and lobster bar upon arrival.
They had that. I didn't eat really any of it. I had some cheese, but I didn't see Elon Musk, and I didn't see Sean Mendes. So,
how do you even get the invite to one of those?
So this is at a place called Zero Bond, which is like a Soho Club. It's like a membership, except more exclusive. Best food in the city, by the way, Zero Bond, in my opinion. So I'm friendly with the guy who started it, who owns it. And he actually was the one who invited me as a cool event. He had some invites, but Google Sergio Brin like rented the place out. So he didn't invite me. The guy who I'm friendly with who runs Zero Bond invited me. But I didn't realize it was like a Google party till I was there.
And they collected your phone. It said they sealed phones.
Yeah, they did. All the phones they took. My friend, Scott, who runs it, he's the guy who runs it. So he had his phone checking messages, everything like that. This is Saturday night. I had $100,000 on like, I think Fresno. I was like, dude, I need scores. Like I need scores. So he did get me my phone back. And Sylvanas, and then Sylvanas was like trying to take – we got a little dude to do. I'm like, you can't take videos. It's open. No one's supposed to have their phones. I'm like hiding to get scores. She's trying to act like she's just out on normal. It's like no one has their phones. We're going to get thrown into jail that people don't even know exist if you keep doing it.
Oh, dude, that's like – yeah, that's like dark society shit.
Yeah.
If you become the –
yeah, high society. Yeah, they steal the phone.
Say Elon was there?
It said it in there. I didn't see him. And I didn't see Shawn Mendes. I don't know that I'd know what Shawn Mendes looks like necessarily.
Does like weird shit happen at those things? Or is it?
No, it wasn't that. I mean, Kygo was played, and the guy who like sings one of his songs, like Stars, some Kygo song with Stars. This dude gets up, and I mean, he could fucking sing. And we're like, who the hell is this guy? It was actually the guy who sings the song.
Justin Jesso. Stargazing.
Stargazing. Electric performance.
Yeah, I just, those parties just seem like a different world.
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool, but I had nowhere to sit, Eddie. I like to be able to sit. I even asked when I the guy Scott, when he invited me, he's like, do I have a place to sit? Because that's a make or break. I don't care what's going on. Again, it would have to be like Jimmy Buffett for me, like, to stand.
Yeah, you're a post-up guy.
I like to sit.
You pay for the seats. You don't pay for the booze.
Correct. I'm not a big drinker, to be totally honest.
that's on record. You're also in Bloomberg that you want to set. Dave Portnoy wants to sell you chicken wings.
Yeah, that's Barstool Bites.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but one bite was mentioned in there.
Food delivery
as well.
Service. I met the guy at the upfronts.
Oh, how was that?
Sounded like I'm much more involved in it than I originally realized. The guy owns Bertucci's, who we partnered with. I love Bertucci's. Great foods. A super nice guy. I actually really like the guy who we're doing it with.
Yeah, he's big time, too, right? He liked it.
Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Yep.
Yeah. So one bite's in Walmart.
I think
your goal
he made fun
K.
of, like, there's a, you know, someone's big time. I think he made fun of, like, the size of when I fly, like, private, which you know when somebody's big time. I'm like, yeah. Like, I got a nicer plane or something. He said it in a joke, and I forget how it came up. But that when people are, like, dick-measuring private planes, you know they're probably pretty legit. And it's, like, not my plane.
His name's Earl. His last name's
nice
Robert
guy.
Earl. Robert Earl.
I guess he has two. He has Bertucci's, which I love. And then he had another chain, which he said I ripped. So
Buca di Beppo. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. I don't remember doing that, but he said I ripped it.
Mm. I don't remember that either. Maybe it. But that one bite, Walmart, $100,000 by the end of the weekend.
Do you think that's a big number, Eddie?
I don't know how to gauge, so I can't say yes.
Me
or
neither.
No.
Me neither. I have no idea how to gauge. They should, I think, we're taping this, what, Tuesday morning? I'm being told we'll be in all the Walmarts that we'll be in by the end of the day. I don't know numbers. I did hear with anything, if you can't get a big bump when you launch, you're never going to get a bump. But I'm hearing they want like 20,000 on a weekly basis. So I assume week one, you should be able to get to 100,000. I would assume. I have no idea. I never know the shit like this. Like, if you said you're going to get 100,000 boxes of pizza, I'm sure some people buy multiple. To me, that's fucking huge. But yeah. I guess I'm kind of huge. So, like, I don't know. 100,000 to me sounds like a lot. Like, that didn't sound like a low number. 100,000 people? Maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't think that sounds like that many. Walmarts are fucking everywhere. And
see, you're taking away the credit. I think it sounds huge. I mean, how many do you think would buy that pizza if it was called, you know, Joe's Frozen Pizza and nobody knew what it was?
Oh, no, because everyone wants to try it at least.
So is 100,000, it's 100,000 of the 100,000 people are, I think, buying it because of me, right?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Because correct. If you go into Walmart, I looked in Walmart a couple days ago, there was none there for mine. They have 10 gazillion SKUs of pizza, like 10 gazillion.
So there's 10,524 stores nationwide.
Yeah, I have the list of, as of today, I love getting.
I got updated how much it sold?
Yes. And I love stats. I love knowing everything. The one complaint I sometimes have with campaigns, I like to know exactly how we're doing at all times so I can figure out how to alter marketing or what's working. But here we go. The top selling stores so far, Raynham, Mass, 119 units. Columbia, Missouri, 119 units. Fargo, North Dakota, 118 units. Pittston, Pennsylvania, 114. Brick Ocean, New Jersey, 114. Moon Township, Pennsylvania, 113. Cortland, New York, 112. Fort Myers, Florida, 107. North Tonawanda, New York, 99. Rome, New York, 97. Dilworth, Minnesota, 97. Washington, Pennsylvania, 95. Normal, Illinois, 94. Statesboro, Georgia, 93. And Niceville, Florida, 91. So kind of all over the map.
Fargo.
Yeah, big in Fargo.
Who knew?
That I got the Black Friday to Cyber Monday numbers if you guys want them. We sold.
Okay. Yep. I don't know that we number. Want to give that out publicly,
yeah,
so we'll
that.
See.
Yeah. But.
So, yeah, I'd say that's a lot.
You also
Alex
took
Cooper numbers.
You also took some shots at Totino's.
I have a very good thing coming up with them. Well, Totino's, for anybody who knows, they're a big advertiser, and then they canceled on me during when Vantalk. Eddie, anybody who cancels on me is dead to me forever for life. Totino's could come begging, but obviously not. They're dead to me. Dead. Dead, 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 dead.
People don't have you back when you've built them up or helped build them up.
And there's nothing I hate more than, like, people only have your back in good times. I'm not unreasonable. Like, when Brady Gate and his big old dick, his kid, the Howitzer Gate, I had advertisers like Coors Light, Milton's, who was like, hey, we want to take a week or two off to let this pass so we don't get slammed with complaints. Do it. No hard feelings. They talk to me and think, Totino's, didn't hear dick, just, hey, they're out. Dead to me. And I do good. I don't think I've ever mentioned that. But, like, the thing that's crazy, if I did mention it, they get crucified. More people would crucify them. It's the problem with everything. Like, you sway with public opinion, and it's a dangerous game to play, especially with me. But I put, I guess, the bigger interest at hand. But if I publicly say why you've canceled, you're going to lose my audience. They were, especially in this climate, they're not going to want to support somebody who they see as being like bullied by the PC people. They won't. So it's a dangerous game to play when you won't stand for something.
And you are a terrorist.
I am a terrorist. I haven't. I've been good. I've let the people who think I'm totally crazy. There's a couple stories of mine where I've bit my tongue on brands for the betterment of this logo, Barstool, when they've done me, in my mind, really, really dirty.
These are things that people even here don't even know, and how
I know
saving their livelihood.
Yep.
Yep. You put people first.
Is there any ones you can talk about?
No, I'm not going to talk about them.
Okay.
Maybe one day, maybe down the road.
I will guarantee you one day you will.
And when it's all said and done, it's still going to happen. Maybe not Madison Square Garden. I don't know if Dolan will let us get the building. But a major venue, an evening of hate with David Portnoy. And everything that I've been forced to suck in, it's coming out.
Can we like write a book when everything's said and done?
That's too much work.
Too much work. Like how
someone can transcribe this concert, an evening of hate with Dave Portnoy. I want to sell it at MSG. I don't know that I'll get MSG, but maybe the Boston Garden then.
Andy Kraft will give you Gillette.
Yeah, Gillette. Maybe we just do Gillette, an evening of hate.
Football stadium's no joke for that.
Imagine. I do. Comedians don't do football stadiums.
I think Kevin Hart was the first one. He did the link, and he sold it out.
Did he?
So
an evening of hate with David Portnoy. I'm going to need all the writers. I need everybody who's been associated with me to jigger me up and remind me of people who I feel have done me dirty. And then I'm going to need like a cockfight. I'm going to need like a little doll, like a Goodell doll, like punching me in the face before I go on stage. And I'm just going to let it rip. That's when I'm done. That'll be like my swan song into, you know, retirement.
Could you imagine, Paul? It's just like a slideshow, and it's just like boom, cauldron.
Make like a
boom,
like make a sizzle of all, like a sizzle of all, like the people from the past, like
boom, boom. Yeah. That would be nuts. That would be nuts.
And I won't have to. The beauty of it is, I wouldn't really. As long as that slideshow was there, I wouldn't have to practice, rehearse. I could just look up at the slide, see who it is, and go nuts.
Boom. It would just be unbelievable.
AOC, Goodell, Bubbly Gang, one after another.
And the best ones are the ones that you haven't even told yet. So that's what's...
Yeah, there's a couple that I've had to keep pretty tight because, again, it's not just me anymore.
Yeah.
And wow. That's the deal I made when I did the pen deal. It's like, are you going to be a crazy person? It's like, I understand there's bigger issues at play.
But you can't help crazy, man. So,
what's that?
I said you can't always contain crazy. So,
well, no, I have, but I'm going to let it out when this thing's done, when I'm out and there's some people who deserve it.
Last thing here before we bring in a guest. You were mentioned on Joe Rogan with Patrick Bet-David. I don't know if you want to hear the sound. It was.
Sure. With who?
Patrick Bet-David. He's like an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Dave Portnoy had a great tweet about it. What was his tweet about it? See if you find Dave Portnoy's tweet. Dave Portnoy essentially was saying, you are going to this ball where all they do is celebrate extravagance and wealth. And you have a dress that says tax the rich. Like, what are you doing? Tax the rich, but first I'm going to have the time of my life partying with them all at the most extravagant, over-the-top party of the year that is essentially a celebration of richness. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, that's another guy that's very necessary.
Missing context. Yeah. Wow, it flagged it. Independent fact checkers say this information could mislead people.
Yeah.
See why. Click on it. Let's see why.
This is just a screenshot of it.
Oh, wait, you can't click on it.
No, that's just a screenshot. But how funny is that, that they did that?
He's one of the best trolls in America today. And he's the guy that's bullying the bully. We need some guys.
But how funny is it that they put that missing context? Yeah. It's his fucking opinion. It is a celebration of richness. Missing context. Fuck you.
$275,000 a table.
Maybe one day I am going to get on this show. Maybe one day. I don't know. It's one of those things. I find it very strange. Not strange. I get that every week. People want me on that show. Maybe one day. I thought he had an issue with me at one point. Clearly not. So that's good.
I always thought you would have went back on Stern during the serious days when it was good. Like when you were on Sirius. Like you think Howard Stern would have you on.
They very clearly said he operates in his own, like he'd have to ask. He's only had me on once to rip me a new asshole. That was an interesting, what'd you think of that, by the way? Stern versus Rogan.
You know, it's interesting because he had some type of beef with Stern after a while. And because he used to go on all the time. But I mean, they're just in different ballparks right now. Joe's living in Texas. He's super, you know, into the whole COVID thing and, you know, like, you know, not with the vax. And Stern's like wants to, you know, everyone executed if you're not vax. So it's like, I don't, it's a tough.
You work for Stern.
Yeah.
Were you a huge Stern guy?
Yeah, I mean, how can you not be? I mean, it's the greatest radio show of all time.
What is your take on him now? Would you be like he's the same guy you've always liked?
No, he's clearly a lot different, you know. He's a lot different, but it's like I don't know at what point can you fault the guy for changing to adapt to certain ways? Like I don't know. Like are do you think your content could be the same when you're in your 60s?
No, who knows when you're 60s, but I will say like I was never a huge Stern fan. I don't mean that I wasn't a fan. I just didn't listen too much. And, like, but the movie, like, Private Parts and all that I've seen, and I've always been, like, he truly revolutionized everything. From aside, he seems like he's sort of become hypocritical. Like, he seems like somebody who slung it and would do anything, and he's quick now to, like, wag his finger at you when he was on the... He almost seems like he'd be wagging his finger at him, a younger self, if that makes any sense.
100%. And that's why, like, I don't listen anymore. Like, it's just not for me. And he, you know, he went that route. And I think people were very upset because he could have been the one leading the charge against the whole PC bullshit, you know? And yeah. He went the
Who
other
do you think's
way.
More influential right now, Rogan, right?
What'd you say?
I'd say Rogan's like at the height of his powers and Stern is nowhere near. Am I wrong about that?
I would agree 1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So yeah, it's,
and I don't really listen to the Joe Rogan show either. It's too long, but like that's just how much I hear about it in pop culture and things like that. It seems like, you know, Rogan is almost the new Stern in a weird way.
Oh yeah, I would definitely.
Where do you fit in there then? Because I thought I always looked at like you were the renegade, like you're the instigator. You're the
difference. The yeah, but we're different. We've built a company. Those people are really individuals. We're a company.
You're just so spread out too. You're so spread out.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, and that's where that.
And it's really hard. Like here, we building a company has for sure made me more careful of what I want to say because it affects things that have nothing to do with me.
Yes, and that's the thing. Like he's not putting out selfie videos against whatever. Like you'll do that if you did everything and you had one podcast and you put all your content in there. It would be massive, too. So
right. That's just yes, I agree with that.
And if you were just by yourself doing a night of hate every day.
Totally.
It would be a lot different.
I'd basically just be Kirk Minahan.
he's a big anti-Stern guy. And I get Kirk's points. Like, in many ways, it's become very sad. So I don't know what's going on with that show. But I don't know. I don't know what you say. All right. Let's, Kareem, can you go get the guest, Kat?
Yeah, should be outside.
And could we get let's talk about Slice real quick here, Dave, before we get into it.
Yes, I love Slice. It's not just an advertiser anymore, even though it seems like an ad. Like, download Slice, use the code Dave for $3 off your first app order. But I am now they actually brought me in. I have equity in Slice. I'm trying to think. It's pretty much the first company outside that I've accepted this because it's so on brand for what I do. And I know the guy, I met with him. He's been in the pizza business family for like 20 years, the guy who started it. The story is almost identical in sense of Barstool building it himself, cold calling, door-to-door, just trying to help pizzerias like himself. So I was sold on it. So it's not just an advertiser. I'm literally in on it. If you're a pizza owner, join Slice and get the Portnoy promotional pricing. Mention me, get no fees through the end of the year. When they say fees, they mean like when you order it, the fees that DoorDash or Grubhub, they're less to begin with, but now you're going to get no fees. So it's a no-brainer. If you own a pizza place, all they want to do is put more money in your pocket, literally. They look out for local guys, help them compete with big pizza, like the Domino's of the world. They just want to help the small shops. Go to the app store, download Slice today, help bring the app to number one in the food and drink category. Use the promo code Dave. This is end user, $3 off your first app order. And again, this is pro pizza. They are helping pizza places. That's why I got involved. Pretty passionate about it. So, again, Slice.
Slice. All right, Kat, welcome to the show. Can you tell people who you are, what you do here and everything?
Yeah, so I'm Kat. I'm a content intern. I do Chicks University here. It's a show all about wellness, lifestyle, beauty tips for girls ages like 15 to 25.
This should be interesting. I have absolutely no idea why she's in here.
So there was a little employee squabble yesterday. Kat, you could get into it.
So the backstory is me and Angelina, who's new, hired for gambling. We went to the Jersey House on Friday to do content. We were kind of combining our two audiences, and we were doing like a video of her teaching me how to use the sports books. I've never used it before. And then we went to the Yankees Red Sox stream. I'm a Red Sox fan, so it was like the perfect first game for me to bet on. And then yesterday I was in the control room about 3 minutes before Mush the Line was going live. They had hot mics. The volume was playing out loud in the control room for me and like five other people that were in the control room, and all the guys that were in the control room were talking shit, had problems with me and Ange being at the sports betting house.
Do we have the clip?
So it wasn't recording, but basically Kat obviously was...
I was in there too, so...
All right, let's... Well, I need some. You were in where, Eddie?
I was on Mush the Line, so I was in.
So you were trashing her?
I was not. I don't know.
What was said? Who was trashing? I need names. What was said?
So that's the backstory. But I think we're gonna bring in Dugues and Marty, who were in there, to like explain what they said, because obviously it wasn't recording yet. So
Dugues, again.
That's what I was asking. Who else was in Mush the Line?
Well, so, you were there. Who said
it? It was Dugues. Who was trashing? Jack McCarthy, but Dugues and Jack McCarthy, like, well, Dugues more was trashing. Jack McCarthy was just like, yeah, like, they were just, like, showed up to the house. But I told Jack I was going to the house on Monday. I asked him if we could go. He was like, yeah, sure. As long as, like, the seats aren't filled, it's fine, totally.
This is for the Yankees Red Sox stream,
yeah,
right?
Yep, yeah. Okay. And Marty directly said, like, that girl, Kat and Ange, they just showed up at the house. It pissed me off that they were there. They were there 5 minutes before the stream. Kat didn't even know how to place a bet, and it was like really pissing him off and stuff that like we just walked in there. Like, basically.
So Marty,
yeah,
would you if we're listening to people, we're mad.
Marty and Dugues. Okay. The two of them were just going back and forth.
Dugues saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Here's Marty. Hello. Where's Dugues?
I think he's coming in too.
What's up?
Should we wait for Dugues?
Yeah, he's coming.
It's not great when I've had to talk. I've only talked to somebody twice, and it's both been not great. Was Dugues a Yankee fan?
No.
What was Dugues doing there?
He's gambling social. So, gotcha. Like, doing what Jack does and what all those other guys do.
But he was at the house.
No.
I have no idea.
I don't know who was doing social. Oh, yeah, you weren't.
What do you mean you have no idea? You were in the house.
I don't know if he was, like, there. There was a bunch of people in, like, the other room. He wasn't doing, like, the social clips.
There's Dugues. What's
up, dude?
What's up? Okay, so we just got the story. Let me break down what I've heard. You guys got caught on a hot mic trashing her and Angelina, correct?
I wasn't trashing.
Yeah, I don't even think Angelina was a part of that. Trashing. What was Angelina a part of it for?
Well,
for the stream?
They're both in the stream. You guys were doing Mush the Line.
Yeah.
And being like, why was she there?
Okay, that's fair. I wouldn't even put Angelina in that category. My main thing would be like, it was a gambling stream for a Red Sox Yankees stream. I think the Red Sox personalities, Yankees personalities, should be on it. That was my only thing. I thought it was a weird optic when I tuned into the stream and I saw that. It was no slight against Kat. I just thought it was a weird thing. Yeah, Angelina being on, she's a gambling personality, so it would kind of.
But they
sense.
Were supposedly, from what I'm gathering, and this may be much to do about nothing. Like, Kat talked to Jack Mack. They're trying to teach her to gamble, and he said, "Come." Is that true?
I said to him, can we go to the house on Friday to film a video? Because my audience is all girls. So it was a video promoting the sports book and just teaching my audience how to use the sports book.
Got it.
We went to Jersey. I placed my first bet.
How many people were there on Friday in the gambling house?
On the stream, there were four people.
Who?
Me, Tommy, Hubs, and Jared. I'll just explain it real fast. was sitting there. I just was, and it wasn't like I was like mad that she was there. Someone asked on before the show, I was like, oh, what were those two doing on a stream? I said at first I had a bunch of money on the games, and I hear someone ask about a bet slip, like how do I do a bet slip? And I was just like, you know how it is, you're getting in the games, yep. And I was like, all right, I don't need to hear this right now. But I wasn't like trashing her.
So that's fine. I can live with that. But then what she came in is the hot mic part, which you were part of, Eddie. So what exactly was said? You heard it all?
Yeah. Here was my take on the situation. They were just talking about the weekend. I was like, well, how was the stream? And it was fine. It was like, well, it was Marty's perspective. I don't think he said it as kind of like, you know, I don't think he was talking down on it so much, Kat. I think he was just explaining like he was frustrated. He had $500 spread across the Yankees Red Sox and like, you were getting explained to behind. I don't know if Marty, if you knew she was doing the video, then you should have had more patience, obviously, on it.
I had no idea. It was mostly just a gambling thing. And I wasn't, like, saying, like, fuck this girl, like, get her out of here. I was like, you just know when you're in those situations.
You said I was pissed she was there.
Yeah. When you said about, like, the bet slips. Like, when someone's trying to learn how to gamble while you're, like, gambling on a stream that I'm there for, it's just, like, I don't need that at the point. I don't, not, like, discouraging you from doing content.
I would also say, this is more like a lack of communication. Like, if you asked me to be part of that stream, I probably said no, because it's like it's a huge game and they're gambling on it, and I want it to be a very real stream. But it sounds like you asked, and they said to
he texted Gaz. Gaz said yes. It wasn't even more like it wasn't even really for the stream. We were probably on the stream for like 5 minutes. It was just for like a clip of the other video we were doing. It was just like none of you guys even talked to us or were like, hey, what are you guys doing here? Like none of you guys even acknowledged us, and then like had like a lot to say after we left the room.
We didn't have a lot. It was before the show. They asked at the weekend. They were like, oh, like again, I feel like you'd think I'm like, I don't like you. It's like I was just gambling, and I didn't want to. When I'm in that room, I need to win those games. And I was like hearing you say, what's a bet slip? And I'm like, all right, I don't need that at the moment. And again, I want you can get involved in gambling. Go for it. I hope you do. It's just like, it was before the show. It wasn't live on the show either. It was just before the show talking about with everybody. And I was just like, I don't need that in my ear.
I get it. And we've tried to be, a lot of people have been on the streams, and there is an element of that. I would say it's miscommunication. Like,
yeah,
for that, this was what, the Friday night stream?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it was just, yeah, it wasn't, no
this
one
is,
told
this
me.
This is not, this is a
it's not a big thing, big, yeah. I feel like.
This is a nothing to me.
Yeah. I just wanted to tell her, like, I do feel bad you heard your name, but, like, I don't want to discourage you from doing content. I know how hard
and that
it is
would
to
suck
do.
To hear your name on
yeah,
like,
that's
the
why
mic.
I wanted to apologize. I don't apologize for what I said. I apologize for, like, you hear it and, like, I don't want to discourage you from doing content because I know how hard it is to do. So,
all right. Fair. Dukes, I thought we were going to have.
Wasn't bad, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not from what I've gathered. I'm going with Eddie's take on it. I think the bigger issue is who's, like, deciding on these streams. I mean, it's Yankees, Red Sox, season on the line. People really don't know who Kat is. That shouldn't be her first appearance on a stream, you know?
Yeah, it's just hard, man. We're at a point where everyone knows gambling is a big part of this company now, and everyone wants kind of a bite at the apple. And yep. And I you can't blame Kat. Like, she's trying to progress her, you know.
Kat has impressed me, and she's very – I don't want to get people doing, but she's aggressive in trying to find her role here, which you have to be.
Yes, totally. And that's why, like, you like to see that. So many people get this opportunity and squander it. So good for Kat for getting out there, but – I don't know where that point gets for you, Dave. That's like, that's your, you know, you kind of your seat to be like, who's in, who's not on the gambling stuff. So,
well, I mean, I can't say yes or no when I don't even know she's doing it.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And it sucks that she heard that. I don't think it was anything personal towards her. Could have been employee, you know, XYZ, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks that she, you know, her feelings were hurt, but I don't think it was anything personal.
No, I mean, and I'm going on your take on it, so.
Yeah, and that's just what I was explaining. Let's do some inside Barstool, but before we do, let's talk about Helix Sleep. Dave, my mattress is awesome. I go to bed right away when I go on my Helix Sleep. They sent me a mattress that's awesome.
Yeah, and I need it. Like, my ACs, I got to text my guy. I think they shut it off in my building, so I need every ounce of great mattress I can get because It's too warm for me. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders. Two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/KFC.
Mine says slash Dave.
All right, so let's do slash Dave. Yeah, I have Dave on the bottom, KFC on the top. Perhaps your sleeping habits have changed, or you're just looking to get better sleep. Are you sleeping with someone else? Are you just not sleeping as well as used to? Whatever the case may be, Helix Sleep will take your sleeping to the moon. Helix Sleep has a quiz that just takes 2 minutes to complete. It matches with your body type and sleep preferences for the perfect mattress with you. With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep. Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. If you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz, order your mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. It's the best. Don't need to take my word for it. Helix was awarded number one best mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Helix has been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Dave. That's helixsleep.com/Dave for up to $200 off and two free pillows. You know what, Eddie? I would have put on this also. It's one of those things people don't get new mattresses enough. Like how important your mattress is, people stick with it like 10 years. It's like, it's almost the most important. You use it every, it's crucial. People don't buy mat. I think the average mattress, how long is the average? It's like a year or two? People, including myself, I'll move in. I won't get a new mattress till I move. It's crazy. You got to get new mattresses. It's very important.
Yeah. Like if there's something you're going to splurge on, it's that.
100, that and luggage.
Yes. So get Helix Sleep. I'm telling you, I go to bed right away on the mattress they sent me. It's awesome. All right, inside Barstool, Nadeau versus Jersey Jerry is confirmed for Rough and Rowdy.
Awesome.
It's a big one.
It's gonna be, I don't know that it'll be our biggest Rough and Rowdy because so Barstool where Canseco got out of it, but how can you not be looking forward to this?
How did negotiations go?
They weren't easy. I don't think Nadeau wanted to fight, but we made it worth his while.
What does that mean?
He's getting a decent amount of money to fight. There is a Canseco clause. He has to get out of the first round. Well, let me not say that. If he gets like knocked out, yeah, fine. But he can't do what a Canseco like and just stop the fight after 5 seconds.
Yeah,
like if the ref stops it, fine. If you are no Mas, Roberto Duran, not fine.
Now, how's the promotion going to go and everything? Is it going to be allowed on, you know, certain shows?
Yeah,
everything?
Yeah, we'll have to. Yeah, we'll have to.
How's that going to go over with, you know, a pickup co-host and, you know, pick central co-hosts?
Doesn't matter to me. I mean, doesn't matter to me.
I also saw that there was a Rico sent a text to the Kirk group chat that leaked.
Oh, I didn't know that. What did that say?
Oh, you didn't see that? Do we got that, Kareem?
Put up.
This should be interesting.
Who tweeted it again?
It's on the Viva La Stool account. Oh. Some fucking skull did that.
Was it you, Paul?
No, it wasn't, actually. I did see the text message. It was sent to me before, but I'm not logged into that account. That account is rogue.
It's toxic.
Skip, we're rolling here. Skip meaning Minahan. And I hate to disrupt you on a Friday night and during a Ryder Cup, but Pat picked Fat Boy and R&R on Friday Night Pints, which I'm sure you watch. I'm not a team ender, but I'm asking maybe as captain and sanction apology at least to move my locker in the locker room. Salute regardless.
So Pat is on their trivia team, and during Friday Night Pints, they were talking about the fight and like who they thought would win and that kind of thing. So it sounds like Rico's upset that Pat in this text and Kirk and
the man is no man thinks they're worth more. That's worth less than him. And I love him, but I mean, I see him once a month. Maybe I see him pick him and that's it. Comes in, does pick him, gone.
We see him once a month, but you see him every Wednesday.
Yeah, I forgot weekly, but I mean, we're all over the place doing these streams, traveling. Big Cat and I are all over the country. Big Cat was telling me a funny story, like he had been working like a million hours. Like we fly back from Chicago, goes into the office till 2 a.m., 3 a.m., Dan does. one day Rico comes in, it's after one of these like 24-hour sessions from Big Cat. He's like, you need anything, Dan? Like, can I help? He's like, can you just grab me a coffee? Instant pout. He's like, I'm not the coffee boy. Just such a Rico move.
He deserves respect, Dave. He deserves respect.
Does he? Does he? No, he's not persecuted. He gets what he deserves.
Speaking of group chats, I saw tech guy Andrew. He accidentally texted you when he tried to text his girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't care about that at all. It's just like I got three texts instantly, so I stopped texting. I mean, my phone's going off. At first, many people said it could have been the beginning of the Rico telemarketer attack.
Could have been dying damage.
He had to have some scaries, though, texting you like that. I mean,
yeah, well, he didn't say anything bad. Yeah.
So. I mean, you've done that before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People thought your response was, like, out of the ordinary. I'm like, that's just how Dave texts. Like, stop texting me doesn't mean, like, I'm going to fire you. It just means, like,
stop
buddy,
texting.
You're texting the wrong person.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wait, when have you
Liz
done
Liz respond,
that
by the way?
Yeah, Liz says she seems as legit. I don't understand.
When have you texted the wrong person, Dave?
Way back.
There's two that I remember.
Yeah, I did one with Bud, Anheuser-Busch, and one time I sent Erica one by accident.
Oh, no. What was that about?
It was just, like, meant to go to a girl.
Oh.
Named Erica?
No. I don't know how she got it. She didn't care. She was good about it.
America won the Ryder Cup, and people, like, did you see the players annihilate Riggs?
Yeah. I was going on this rant. I don't like the Ryder Cup. I know I'm in the minority. It's basically an exhibition to me. Like, I don't think the golfers actually care. They like whooping it up and acting cool and team. But I think if you ask any of them on a lie detector, would you rather win the Ryder Cup or, like, the Hartford Open? They'd be like the Hartford Open. I don't know. I don't see what the big deal of it is. I really don't. Golf should have noise like that all the time. But it's like, who cares? Like, 3 days every 2 years, big fucking whoop. It's just an exhibition.
So it's an individual sport that comes together and doesn't happen often, that doesn't get you going?
No, because I don't think they really fucking care about it. They act like they do, but it's like, who fucking cares?
I would much rather
watch a normal tournament on a Sunday than the Ryder. I don't think they care. People have compared it's like the Olympics and country. It's like, no, it's not. 99% of the Olympic sports, these athletes train their entire lives for this one moment, and their futures and careers are made or break on this. That's not the Ryder Cup. They don't give a fuck. They go back to their lives the second it's over.
I mean, I don't think it. I don't know. I don't think they're happy that they got their ass beat. You're up, right?
Oh, I don't think they care at all.
Really?
I really don't. I don't. No.
What happened with Frankie Cringe or something like that?
His tweets, as part of that, I just thought his tweets were so cringeworthy during the Ryder Cup. Like, I almost had to mute him. Like, get loud, Justin Thomas. Like, ugh, I just don't like the Ryder Cup. Okay. I don't not like it. I just think it's, I don't know. It's an exhibition to me. It's just like fake enthusiasm in a way.
Saw Feidelberg shoes, Sad Boy season shoes, sold out really fast. Did you see that?
Super impressive. Super impressive.
The first dozen ranking was revealed. We were 11.
Out of 12?
Yeah.
I mean, if we could have won that game if I wasn't trying to make content.
Yeah, it was in our pocket for a second there.
Yep.
And then it's all I have for Inside Barstool. Paul, do you have anything?
No, there was nothing else that, unless there should be. I don't know. I feel like when you ask those questions, you have something in mind. You're stewing on something.
Anything you want to share?
Oh, like, I don't know if you're my personal situation.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm leaving.
The Miami thing you mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. He's following me in Miami. Shocker.
How did this come about, Paul?
It's just something I've been thinking about for a while. When I say a while, not since, you know, COVID changed a lot of things. Dave going down there, doing his thing down there part-time. I started thinking about would it make sense to do that as well, personally, financially, company-wise. That what would be the ramifications of doing it? I talked to Dave about it. I talked to Eric about it. I talked to my team about it. So it's just a personal decision. It's not a permanent thing. Part-time thing.
Gotcha. So like a winter type deal?
What's up?
Like a winter type deal?
Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Dave, everything's fine with that? You're happy?
He's never happy, but...
I want to say happy. They got to make sure everything's in place.
Yeah, that was the one thing you said. You like, if you're not here and there's people, you know, you're still in charge of people, so you got to make sure they're all right.
I mean, I rip him. I mean, he has been here for a long ass time. So there is a degree of I'm going to give him no different than like a Dan or like I'm not. If Dan said now I want to move, it's like all right, whatever. Or KFC, like that's once you earn you do get, you know, loyalty. Not if I don't even know if that's the right word. Tenure. Like he's been here a fucking long time, so he does. I hope he's going to make sure it's taken care of, but. You know, you got to make decisions at some point. You've earned the right to make decisions.
Yeah. Is there going to be like an acting capo at New York or anything for you, Paul? Or how's that going to work?
It will handle it internally. I'm sure there's going to be people that we have assigned to make sure things are going. No, there's for real. There's 40 people now that report to me in some form or way. So there's a few people here that are going to take on different leadership roles. There's already been people in place for the last couple of years that have been doing it. Chuck, Jack McCarthy with the sports book. There's a bunch of guys that have been here, you know, now over 5 years as well. So it's a good spot for them. But I'm always, it's with COVID, everyone learned you could, you know, communicate remote.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm, you know, dead and I'm no longer here. It's just I'll be doing more Zooms.
Do you have your place yet?
The right side of my house.
He did. Dave did offer that. It was very nice. He said, you know, you're welcome. It's, you know, you can stay in like the left wing or whatever. It's like after the library.
Caveat, I said I got to re-look at it and make sure that, like, we cannot see each other, which I haven't been back down there in a while, so yeah. I really don't know.
No, and I am going to be – I'm hopefully going to close on a place in November, just a condo. I didn't want to be in his mix at all times. I feel like we have a good thing right now, and every day he'd want to kill me at some point. So
yeah, it's nice to have a buddy down there, right, Dave? I mean, I know you got a group down there too, and obviously be with Savannah, but it'll be nice to have a long-standing.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people down there. Like, obviously, I know him better, but I know a ton of people down there.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably don't like me down there, too, so it'll be good to have somebody, like, on my back.
Yeah, that's true. Well, all right, Paul, good luck. And when's the move? When is this happening?
This is actually, today's the last day here.
Oh, wow.
In the office, yeah.
You're going to be Dave down there.
Yeah, it's because, well, in order to get my rid of my apartment in New York, I had to put it up. And then I was like, I need to be out by November 1st. Someone came and wanted to rent it for October 1st, and I didn't want to risk not having someone.
So where are you going?
I'm just going to be I'll be between here and Boston for the next month, and then I'll go down there.
What are you doing with the cloud couch?
Cloud couch is going into storage till I come back to New York.
What about the toe shoes?
The toe shoes? What's that?
Didn't he have the toe shoes?
What?
Remember that? He had like those like feet shoes that you put the toes into.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Jesus. That was like 10 years ago.
Are they coming with or no?
Oh, those are gone.
All right. That's, damn, Paul, it's going to be weird not seeing you there. So, end of another era, huh?
No end. Just a change. Just short-term change.
All right, then. Dave, that's it.
All right. Eddie.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.